You're looking for the fat man, right? She was silent for a few seconds.
Yes.
Well, I have him. Go to Cardinal Spellman High School on Needham Avenue. You can't miss it. In the back, just past the football field, is an old bus garage that should have been torn down.
How I know this not a trap?
A trap? Why? Besides, you don't have to come yourself. Send some guys with a big car or a massive trunk.
Who are you, and why you do this for me?
Let's just say I'm a concerned citizen, and would like to see the hostilities come to an end before any more unnecessary blood is shed. She thought about that.
I send men up there. 1 hour.
She hung up without saying goodbye. Holding the crowbar, I went to the back of the van, opened the doors, and climbed in. Seymour looked at me nervously. Leaning over him and without warning, I ripped the tape off his mouth. He grimaced and sucked in air like it was his first day out of the womb. Hey, Seymour. I just wanted to let you know that Brunella is on the way. She's very excited to meet you.
Brunella? Carmine's mother. Why does she want me?
I smiled. You'll find out.
Cesare, let's talk about this. Come on, we can work it out. I got money.
I wanted to laugh, but couldn't. I don't think so, Seymour. The world will be a better place without you. And besides, there are too many dead girls and their families that need closure. By the way, are you going to tell me what happened in Vegas? I know you killed the girl out there, so don't bother lying to me again, and I kind of got a handle on some of it. You're pissed off at me for the way I treated you. I got that much. So you set me up for some sort of fake sexual assault charge. I assume you paid Luther and the girl to drug me, but why did you decide to kill her? Some sort of last-minute change of plans? He came to the conclusion that it might be better to keep me engaged. He said,
I guess it doesn't matter now who knows what at this point.
He was right about that. Not really.
Well, you got the gist of it. You were drugged and she was going to cry rape, but in reality she was dead the minute she accepted the job. She just didn't know it. How she could have been so stupid as to think that I would leave a loose end like her floating around is beyond my comprehension. The fact you went apeshit on her with a knife was just icing on the cake. Where did you get the knife from, anyway?
I bristled at him. What? I didn't do that to her. I thought you did. Are you lying to me again? My temperature was rising, and I raised the crowbar, causing him to shrink away.
I'm not lying. I admit, I killed her, but cutting people up isn't my thing. I crushed her and left her on the floor. I just assumed you woke up in a drug-fueled haze and went berserk. Why would I lie?
Because it's what you do.